Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Matthew Owenby. He's the Vice President of Human Resources at Aflac. That's aflac.com, and they've got a new survey out where they polled small business owners and their employees about what was going on in employees with under 100 or companies, I should say, with under 100 employees. What are these companies doing? Are they hiring? Are they firing? Are they cutting hours? How are they compensating their people? And however they're doing that, how's that landing on the employees? It's a great comprehensive survey that I encourage you to check out there at aflac.com. Matthew, thanks again for doing this work and for bringing it to us. You found that small business owners were hiring at a slower pace than larger companies, didn't you?
Absolutely, we did. And I think that's probably because they are, again, in that wait-and-see approach. I mean, when you think about obviously the scale of hiring is different at a larger company, but I think to your earlier point, small businesses are waiting to see on a lot of things. There's a lot of uncertainty in the environment, certainly the economy still, and I don't think anybody's ready to sort of go out there full tilt these days. I think they're waiting to see what happens because they're just so cost sensitive. Everything is really cost determinative today.
Well, the thing that's happening, Matthew, is because here's what the other surveys are showing, Matthew. They're showing that we're excited about our company, but we're not too excited about your company or my neighbor's company or the economy. You know what I mean? There was a book written many years ago called "I'm Okay, You're Okay," and then somebody came out with one after that says "I'm Okay, but You're Not." And so that's kind of
what a lot of
small business owners are saying. And so they like what they're doing, but they're worried about the overall economy. And when you hire an employee as a small business, That's not just an expense, it's a risk.
And it's an investment, quite honestly. And that's why we think, because of the pressures in the economy, providing comprehensive benefits is the way to really capitalize on that investment long term. You know, turnover is not only financially troubling for a small business, it's the same at a large company like ours. But it's certainly more problematic when, 10% of your employees turn over and you have 100 or less, rather than 10% when you have 5,000 or more.
That's
it's
right.
So problematic, but it's quite, the scale is different.
That's exactly right. So you also found that about 1 out of 8 small business owners were cutting their employees back to part-time, some of their employees back to part-time.
We did. We found that. We also found that high deductible plan usage has quadrupled since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
We found that 20% of companies have implemented a major medical plan with a high deductible, so that's really $1,000 or over. And so we continue to see this move, not only in the lack of hiring, but to your point, really cost cutting. I mean, that's really what this is a cost control environment still.
Right. What did you learn that surprised you in this survey?
I don't know that anything surprised me necessarily, being clearly in tune to the economy and certainly in the nature of the role that I'm in. I think what I found as interesting as a trend that I think is consistent with just behavior and business in general is they're always ready to sort of scale back on the cost that they have in the corporation. Mm-hmm. What I find interesting about that is the method by which they're doing that is right to the benefit side of the equation, which we know that has the biggest impact on employee engagement, right? We know that, people want to have robust benefits plans at their workforce. And so if I were a small business, that is not the place that I would choose to cut cost necessarily, unless
One thing we know is that benefits give families peace of mind. And when the family
exactly.
is happier, you know, we used to say when mama's happy, everybody's happy. But now we have to say when the family's happy, the employee is more happy, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, a third of small business employees say that, they say that maintaining their health care is the most important benefit concern right now. And that pretty much tells you the whole thing. And I think that is going to continue to trend that direction in this marketplace. I just think you're going to continue to see that, and I think it absolutely affects productivity, but more importantly probably affects engagement. So I'm engaged mm-hmm. here. I'm not out looking for another job while I'm here. I'm not spending my time away from work searching for another better job that probably or could maybe offer better benefits. But then again, that's a way that, you know, employers that are looking to differentiate themselves in the marketplace can drag people and lure people away is, hey, look, I'm going to offer you a comprehensive benefits plan, which includes voluntary, because we know that employees are looking and they consider voluntary insurance
right.
to be a part of a comprehensive plan.
And there are methods, folks. There are tools. There are resources. There are laws that will help you do that in a way that gets you more bang for the buck out of your own pocket. And Matthew, thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back again?
Yes, sir. We've been glad to be here anytime you need us.
Thank you, Matthew. Matthew Owenby, ladies and gentlemen, with Aflac. He's VP of HR at Aflac. And go to Aflac.com, check that out, and the survey, too. We'll get him back another day with some other information. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.